And now, back to Brainstorming with Billy.
It turns the brains into guacamole.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is, Have You Got What It Takes? Each of my guests is demonstrating what it takes to be successful in his or her chosen field. My next guest has what it takes to succeed in the field of acting. A four-time Emmy Award-winning actress, she landed her first Emmy Award-winning role on The Waltons on her first audition here in Los Angeles. We'll discuss her latest role in daytime drama on The Young and the Restless. She'll also tell us about her latest stage role in Southern Comforts at the Falcon Theater. And if you want to join in the conversation or ask a question of Michael Learned, you can call us at 639-0008. Michael Learned was born in Washington, D.C. She's played the role of Olivia Walton on The Waltons, and she won 3 Emmy Awards for her work on that show. After the series ended in 1980, she starred in the series Nurse, for which she received her 4th Emmy. Michael remains active as an actress on stage and television. She's temporarily stepping into the role of Catherine Chancellor on the highly rated daytime drama The Young and the Restless, while veteran actress Jean Cooper takes some time off. Concurrently, she also starred in the romantic comedy Southern Comforts at the Falcon Theater in Los Angeles. Joining us from the greater Los Angeles area, hi Michael, how are you today?
I'm fine, Bill. Nice to talk to you.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on the show, because this is actually a very momentous week for you and for the cast of The Waltons. Friday marks the 40th reunion of the cast of The Waltons. You're going to join fellow cast members like Ralph Waite, who has a recurring role in NCIS, and Mary McDonough, who's been a guest on our show for the big reunion. The Waltons continue to have a very, very loyal following. What is the enduring appeal that the Waltons have that's lasted these 40 years?
Well, I think it's family, don't you? I think it's family and nostalgia and good writing.
Well, I'll give a credit and a big thumbs up to the writing on that. Family always plays well. And a lot of people, particularly at the time that the show was on, were a little bit concerned that it was too sappy, that it was too sentimental, too maudlin, looking back at the Depression era with rose-colored glasses. Talk to me about that fine line that you walked as an actress between being too saccharine or too realistic in your portrayal of that whole Depression era.
Well, you know, I think, to be honest, I think in the beginning the show had some grit in that we were dealing with things like the book burning in Europe at the beginning of the Second World War. We were dealing with the Dust Bowl cousins. We were dealing with segregation. We were dealing with all kinds of very real issues. And, you know, the family wasn't perfect. We were pretty judgmental. My character was pretty judgmental, very strict. I think the show softened as it went along, and I'm not sure that's always a good thing. I think sometimes you tend to fall in love with your characters, and you fall in love with what the family represents or what the fans project onto the show. And I really think the first 5 years were pretty gritty, and then it got kind of a lot softer and sweeter as time went on.
All right. Well, that's a very candid appraisal of the situation. My guess is Michael Learned. Michael, you mentioned as one of the cornerstones of why people view the Waltons with enduring love and esteem is the writing. Earl Hamner was the writer of the show. I became familiar with Earl Hamner from his early work with the Twilight Zone, of all things, a sci-fi series that he had on TV. Talk to us about Earl Hamner and about the role that he played in the writing, and how did you interact with Earl on a day-to-day basis?
Well, Earl was the show, really. I mean, it's about his family, and he's the one who had to walk the fine line between honoring real people in his life and fictionalizing those people as well. So it was a tough call for him. You know, when you're writing about your family, you can't offend the people closest to you, you know?
Yeah, that is
so
difficult.
I think he was trying to get the character and the grit and the humor of these people, as well as the wholesomeness of them. And I think he did it. I mean, I think he was the heart of the show and still is. You know, we all adore Earl. He's got a wonderful sense of humor. Otherwise, he'd be insufferable.
All right, Michael. Well, tell us.
By that, I mean he's such a nice guy.
Well, tell us the story about how you landed the role of Olivia Walton, the mother of the 7, on the Waltons itself. Is it true that Olivia Walton was your first audition when you came here to Los Angeles?
Well, yeah, pretty much. I mean, I was not in good shape. My marriage was breaking up, and I was sort of an emotional basket case. And my agent kept saying, "You got to see about this part." And I kept saying, "No, I don't know." You know, mostly because I was just intimidated by the whole Hollywood scene. But I did finally get, I did finally go and meet with the producers, I guess, and they asked me if I would test, and I said sure. And luckily, I tested with Ralph and Richard, because I don't remember too much about the test, to tell you the truth. I was hungover, and I'd been crying all night. And they were just so wonderful and so present, and I just glommed onto them. And I think Ethel Winant, who was the head of casting at the time, kind of went to bat for me, because she'd seen my work at ACT in San Francisco, a repertory company called the American Conservatory Company. And I believe she went to bat for me. So really, I was just terribly lucky.
Well, lucky for all of us that you did land that role, without a doubt, Michael. Now, what characteristics do you have that are similar to the characteristics of Olivia Walton?
Well, I knew how to bake bread. I knew how to roll out a pie. I love children. And, my kids were the greatest joy of my life and still are. And now I have grandkids as well. So there's some icing on the cake. But so I think I was able to bring a lot of that to the show. And, I really understood the that kind of Baptist uprighted, that sternness, if you will, with a big heart underneath it. And I think Patricia Neal was sort of a wonderful role model for me, because I watched The Homecoming, which is probably a classic that will be around long after I'm gone. And she was just magnificent in that role.
Absolutely, she was. We all miss her tremendously.
Yeah, I do.
My guest is Michael Learned. Now, Michael, we all know that Earl Hamner wrote the story about his family, and he was the impetus of it. But surprisingly, I found similarities between the storyline and your own personal history. So talk to us a little bit about your upbringing. Tell us about your background, because I found it was fascinating.
Oh, dear. How much time have we got? I'm very old now. I've had a long life.
But your youth and how you grew up, and particularly how you moved to Austria, that sort of bucolic lifestyle that you led there.
Well, I did grow up on a small farm in Wisconsin. They call it a hobby farm because it was only 21 acres. But we had goats and rabbits and pigs and a cow, and I milked 3 goats every morning and every evening and weaned the kids when they were born. And cleaned the pigs. I stole money from my dad is what happened. I have to buy candy, and I got caught. One of my teachers turned me in. So my father, and I think this is brilliant, he said, "You're too old to spank, so I'm going to make a chart." And he made this big chart, and he hung it up in the kitchen. And for every chore, I would get half a penny for every egg I collected, or a quarter of a penny for this, or a nickel for that, until I had finally paid the money back.
Oh my.
To him. And I rather liked it. It taught me how to be responsible. I don't even take matches from a hotel anymore. I guess some of that also went to the Waltons. I never thought of that before, but
without a doubt, you were the oldest of 6, so the size of the family was very similar.
And then we moved to Austria because my mother had grown up in Europe and she wanted to go back. And my father, unbeknownst to me at the time, because I was only 11, worked for the CIA. I remember him training, but I didn't know what he was training for, if you will. And there we were in Austria, and we went into the little village school and learned to speak German and became part of this beautiful, gorgeous little village on a lake with mountains around behind it, and it was really the Sound of Music. It truly was, down to the daisy chains and harmonizing on the hills. It was magical.
Well, now your father worked for, I believe, it was the OSS.
Precursor to it became the CIA.
Just out of curiosity, did you ever have the opportunity to meet Wild Bill Donovan, who was the head of the OSS?
If I did, I didn't know. I didn't know who he was. I was so busy when I was young. I was married at 17. I had 3 kids by the time I was 24 and a brittle diabetic husband. So I was a pretty busy girl. So I might have. I don't know. But we have his book here, and we've been reading it. My husband and I, his sister gave it to us.
Ah.
And I met, at my father's funeral, I'll never forget this, a guy came up to me and looked me in the eye, shook my hand and said, "I'm a spook like your father," and walked away and sort of disappeared. I never got his name. I never knew who he was, and he didn't stay for the actual funeral, but he just paid his respects and disappeared into the mist.
As you would expect a good spy to do.
Exactly. I thought that was very funny. I'm a spook like your father.
Well, now, you mentioned that you lived in Austria. You led that Sound of Music lifestyle. As you mentioned Sound of Music, of course, it comes to mind Julie Andrews, the lead in the movie version of The Sound of Music. You ended up going to the same school as Julie Andrews. You crossed paths with now Dame Julie Andrews. What was that like? What was she like as a girl?
I didn't know her. She was ahead of me. I hate to say this, but she was. She had left the school by the time I was there.
I see.
And she may have gone, there were two schools. One was a boarding school and one was a London school, a day school. She may have gone to the day school in London when I was at the boarding school in Hertfordshire. But it was a wonderful school and marvelous training. It's still there and still going strong. Primarily dance, ballet, and every kind of tap, modern Greek dancing and modern dance. And then they also have a special drama department, which has mime and voice production and Shakespeare and scene studies and, you know, all of the everything else you need. So you're training at 12. Some kids are even younger. So your whole body is being formed for your art.
Wow. That is
an early age. It's great.
Yeah, that is. My guest is Michael Learned, who played Olivia Walton on The Waltons, the TV series. Looking back on it, Michael, what would you say was the highlight or the best part of being Olivia Walton?
The cast. There were days when I was really grouchy because all I did was pour coffee for 12 hours. But we were so close and still are that whenever we get together, it's a celebration. And, you know, on the days when I was, you know, feeling torn because I wanted to be home with my kids or whatever, I had those kids to kind of lift me up. And they were, and they did. We were there for each other in every way, from Ralph and Ellen and Will. And the kids, we were like an extended family and kind of still are.
And what was it like playing with Will Greer? Because he was an interesting character.
He was. You know, he was a guy who had been blacklisted during that whole Joe McCarthy era. And he was so happy to be employed as an actor that he never complained about anything. I complained. Everybody complained at one point or another. But never Will, not ever, not once. He was never bored. He never complained. He was always jolly. He was always doing something, writing poetry or planting something in a garden. He planted the garden that was in the show.
Really?
Yeah. He was an amazing, wonderful guy.
Oh, that is great. But time moves on, and now you're actually playing a role, the role of Catherine Chancellor in The Young and the Restless. It isn't your first foray into daytime dramas. You've appeared on All My Children and General Hospital as well. But you're stepping into the role that was made famous by Jean Cooper while she's on a little bit of hiatus. How difficult is it to step into this role of Catherine Chancellor that's been made famous by another actress?
First of all, you can't step into her shoes. I mean, there's no way. She's been playing that part for 38 years. Can you imagine?
No, I can't.
It's her. And so I didn't even try. I was just, but it's every actor's nightmare because I didn't have a clue what the storylines were or who is who or what was what. And I have to say the cast were all just great. They sort of held me up and we'd start a scene. I'd say, "Do I like you? Are we friends? Are you my son? Are you my daughter?" And then they'd try to fill me in on the backstory, and off we would go. But every actor has a nightmare that you're on stage and you don't know the play and you don't know your lines and you haven't rehearsed and you forgot your underwear. And I felt a little bit like that on the show.
Wow. Uh-huh.
It was still a wonderful experience, and you know, I received a beautiful thank you note from Jeannie Cooper, and she's back. So I don't even know if I'm still on, but I know she's back at work, which is great.
Well, it's interesting. In that answer, you sort of pointed out some of the differences between daytime drama and serial television. Kind of describe for my listeners what those differences are and how the two mediums are vastly different.
Well, I want to tell you something. First of all, when you're doing a series, an hour series, you have 5.5 days, which is considered short to do an hour show. I mean, when you think most movies are 90 minutes and they take a year or more to make a 90-minute feature,
mm-hmm.
Then we're churning out an hour show in 5.5 days on the television. But you do get to stop and get another take if you miss a line or you miss cue. Whereas these daytime television people, they're warriors. I mean, they get their script the night before. Basically, they learn their lines on their way to the studio, and it's boom, boom, boom. I mean, you don't have time to take a breath. My hat's off to them. They're amazing actors, and I don't know if I could do it on a steady basis. I don't know. But I thought they were amazing and very, very good.
Oh, well, that is great. Now, you've also returned to the stage. You did a stint.
Ask me something that I can be negative about. I'm starting to feel like a Pollyanna here.
Well, no need to be Pollyanna.
I haven't got anything negative to say right now.
But the body of your work is all very positive, all very uplifting, so there's nothing wrong with that at all,
okay.
And that's what my fans would expect you to say. So,
okay.
But tell us about your role. You've gone back to the theater, you're back on the stage, and you did a stint in a show called Southern Comforts. Give us a brief background. It was a short-lived play down at the Falcon Theater, short-running mm-hmm. play, I shouldn't say,
yeah.
short-lived play,
yeah.
Down at the Falcon Theater. Talk to us about that particular role.
Well, it's written by a woman that I met years ago and like very much, and so that's why I wanted to do it. And I've worked with Granville Van Dusen before and adore him, so we wanted to work together again. And it's a comedy, and it's also another, you know, it's another show about two older people who meet in life and how they kind of, the adjustments you have to make to try to make a relationship work later on in life. And it was funny, and I wanted to do something funny. And it was fun and exhausting. I'm so tired. I spent yesterday almost all day in bed.
Mm.
But happy tired, you know.
Yeah.
It's nice to have work.
Oh, that is. My guest has been Myka Learned. She played Olivia Walton from the TV series The Waltons. It's the 40th anniversary coming up. Michael, if people want to learn more about you, learn maybe more about the 40th anniversary, is there any place on the Internet that you would direct them to go?
I do have a website. It's michaellearned.com. And I'm not very good at updating it, but I'll do the best I can. I forget I even have it, to tell you the truth. But I'm going to take pictures of the reunion on Friday, and I'll try to post that on the website.
Oh, that would be wonderful. My guest has been Myka Learned from the Waltons. Myka, thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you.